It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last night, Mike, and we just heard in the update, you know, if you didn't watch, and we were just talking about Cooper Flagg. For those who don't know this or don't maybe remember, Cooper Flagg, but when our guys went over in the summer to Paris, Cooper Flagg was one of the guys they brought in to play against our Olympic team.
In Vegas. They made a documentary about it.
He killed him. He was killing everybody. Everybody's like, who is this kid? What is this kid? And everybody left and was like, he's legit. He'll be the number one pick. And that's our Olympic team. Okay, that's the Stephs, the LeBrons, and company. And so now you've seen him at Duke. And last night, Mike, he drops 30 against Arizona. This kid is as advertised. Duke moves on, guys, last night. So did Alabama. We talked about how well they score the ball, and they did. They scored 113 points against BYU. Florida was dominant in their win against Maryland and that freshman class that they have. And then the night game, the late game, Mike, we talked about it. You know, Cal, Arkansas, they get off to a great start.
Blow a 16-point lead, and a lot of Arkansas fans are blaming DJ Wagner for just some horrible free throws. I mean, you can tell it's not like it's any big secret. You know when the moment, Carl, is too big for some guys at the stripe. And that was like, it literally looked like he was walking the plank. You could see it. And so, yeah, he butchers those free throws. There was more to it, though. I still think that, you know, Calipari, we could get into this. He sometimes is just his own worst enemy in the half court. It's almost like there is no strategy at times when a game gets tight.
So they're leading, you know, by 7 in the first half. They put up almost 40 points. And then they get outscored in the second half, 41-34. But to your point, this comeback, this is coaching. You have a lead. You're in control of the game. Your kids are playing well enough for you to win. How do you control the game and get them under control to do the things you need to do to win? And I said this, you know, as we went to break. This is why he's not at Kentucky. He won a couple of games this year, which he couldn't do in the first couple of rounds the last few years at Kentucky, and the expectation is just off the charts there. I get it. But I want you to hear, first of all, the final call, and then what Cal had to say about how he's looking at this season, Mike. Now, he goes to Arkansas again. It's his first year there. They're paying him a lot of money. And I think he'll get them right. But ultimately, in these big games, it's what you're judged by. Here's how the game ended.
3 seconds left. Wagner driving right. Behind his back. Launches a 20-footer for the tie. No! It's over! Texas Tech has won! Texas Tech is going to the Elite Eight! The Red Raiders back from the dead! They rally from 16 down, and in overtime, Texas Tech knocks off Arkansas 85-83.
Yeah, man. A lot of guys saying, for instance, strategy-wise, who is it? It was Darian Williams, right? That guy makes the big shot.
Correct.
So every time they got – you're watching, right? Every time they'd switch on – you have a screen, they'd switch. And I was like, what are you doing? Why are you switching every time Darian Williams is on a ball screen? That's on Calipari. Or is it – where is the assistant coach? You know
– well, he's got great assistants.
But I'm saying, but here's the thing. Like, a guy like – remember Georgia Tech back in the day? I mean, everybody loved Bobby Kremins. You know, you had Kevin Cantwell was kind of the X's and O's guy to help Bobby in sort of some of those half-court moments. Where is that guy for Calipari when that's going down? When even the announcing crew is saying, you know, you maybe shouldn't be switching every time Williams is screened at the top of the key.
Yeah, I thought this was a monumental fail for him last night. Again, you should be moving on. Here's what he said. We're talking about John Calipari after the game. So, Patino, great story at St. John's, out.
And he blew it, too, because he got into his feels over his star point guard, who then got in his feels, and you blew it.
And here's Cal from last night.
But I'm going to say it again for everybody. For me, this was as rewarding a year, and I feel like crap right now, but this was as rewarding a year as I've had in all my years. Now, I've had teams that were better and finished better and national champions and all that stuff. This was a different reward.
That's nice. It doesn't really translate. And this is what I'm talking about, Mike, because Kentucky fans can speak to this. He's had a lead of 6 points or more in NCAA tournament 35 times. Remember, he spent, 14 years or whatever it was there at UK. He's 35-0 with Arkansas leading 38-31 at halftime. We were talking about this. This is from awful announcing. That's the thing I'm talking about. You go in with the lead. Your team's in command. You come out. They played well in the second half. It wasn't a blowout.
No.
And then you allowed them to climb back in. This is why Cal gets all of the heat that he gets.
And if you watch that documentary I've been talking about on Vice Sports, there was one on Calipari, one on Patino. It's an amazing job. You got to give credit where credit's due, Carl, to mold them where that team where they were back in December to where they are, and using their athleticism, and they just overpowered St. John's in the front court. Every night a new guy would step up through the end of the SEC season. But then they all just the moment was too big. I think the moment was too big for Cal, and that the players, it reflects to the players. He gets tight. The tightness then falls on his players,
yeah.
And they blow it. And now a guy's gacking some free throws. That's brutal. The other conversation we were having, it was kind of funny. We rolled right to the commercial break. It was like the show within the show was me, Commissioner Gordon, our man Gordon here. We were talking about how good Cooper Flagg looks now that he's back to 100% off that ankle. He looks insane. And a lot of folks, maybe this is the first time to really watch an entire Duke game. If you're not the ultimate, if you're the casual fan, you're not watching the ACC. And you were saying, what's a comp for him? So the immediate habit is to go look for a comparable white guy. And maybe there is no comparable white guy for Cooper Flagg. And I said to Carl, you were throwing some names out there. I said, what about a shorter version of Kevin Garnett? And you said, what about a more athletic Luka?
Yeah, well, look, I just think he can do all the things. These comps are fun. But, yes, it's human nature to immediately comp a black guy with a black guy and a white dude with a white dude. That's what we do,
but
right?
But you can't comp him to white chocolate, okay? No. He's got more skills than that guy ever did. He's also a head case.
No, but he was a point guard. I mean, yeah. Cooper Flagg is going to be a stretch four in the NBA. He's going to guard 6'9", 7-foot guys.
Right.
But he can stretch the defense, and he can finish around the basket. I mean, this dude, like I said, he's legit. And here's the thing, and we'll dunk on your head.
Right.
That's something Luka won't do a lot of. So I don't even know if that's a fair comparison, but we started this whole thing, and we were both like, white dude. And then we realized that maybe there isn't that comp. It's just about his game and how it equals somebody else's game. And, you know, you were talking about Garnett. He's got post game that. You know, but I'm going to tell you, he's a better three-point shooter than Garnett.
Right. And we've got an era, you know, LeBron brings the ball up. We've got bigs that bring the ball up. But, I mean, this is a guy that looks like – and this is something, you know, we always talk about. See where he winds up. Now – it would be something if he ever wound up in Carolina. Imagine that, a Duke guy going to Charlotte, then they actually sell out every night.
Yeah.
Imagine him with Ball. That would be a nice little combination. That would be trouble for us.
Well, it would be, because then they'd have their superstar. I mean, Ball's a nice player, Mike, but Cooper Flagg has the potential to be a superstar in this league. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Also, guys, and I was just asking Carl, I said, I got something for you. We'll talk more about this in the Falcon Report at 5. You saw yesterday, it's a Chipotle somewhere in the world. Kirk Cousins walks into a Chipotle, takes a photo with some folks, and then we find out through hook or crook, and we still haven't. The Dukes and Bell I team has not verified this is in some part of Cleveland or suburban Cleveland. Kirk then goes on and says he loves this. He always gets the salad with extra chicken. But do you think, just asking you, because we're not going to get this with the Falcons. You think the Falcons have given Kirk's agent permission to talk to the Browns?
And
that's why if he is in Cleveland, this is what's foreshadowing.
Oh, I think they've given him permission to talk to anybody because they're trying to get some resolution to the situation. Look, not allowing him to potentially talk to people. Remember, he has a no trade. He has to waive it. He has to like where he wants to go.
Right.
So to get resolution, you have to allow him to be able to talk to people and say, hey, that's somewhere I'm willing to go. Because the Falcons are going to come to him and say, hey, here's somewhere we got a deal for you. Right. And he's got to say, okay, cool, I'm with that. So, yeah, I absolutely believe that's probably going on. But my thing with this is, if it is in fact true with all the circumstance and rumors stuff out there on social media, why don't you do this in secrecy? Why are you putting it out there again to just stick it to us and say, ha, 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 look at me. I'm in Cleveland. I'm at a Chipotle. Yeah, I'm leaving your town soon enough. Just do it in secrecy. We know the situation.
I mean, he just loves to be out on social media. He just loves the spotlight. I mean, we've talked about, look, you have to sign up for that quarterback's special on Netflix. He wanted it. Some guys don't want to have a camera crew following you around for 3 months. He was into it. He gets it. Maybe Kirk just likes himself some Kirk, and the whole aw shucks thing, as we said, is just a facade and a routine, and he's just as big a diva as an Aaron Rodgers or anybody else, just wrapped up in a nicer package.
Yeah, I do think, Mike, they probably have allowed his people. There has to be some give and take. You can't control the situation completely if you're the Falcons and go, well, here's where we're trading you, especially when the dude can say, nope, not going. So you've got to give, and the give is go figure it out and talk to the teams that you think might be interested. We will do our part, and then hopefully we can get a deal done. So if, in fact, this picture is true, and, you know, again, I had tons of people hit me up, man, you seen this picture? We saw it.
But I said, how do I know it's not a, you know, put Chipotle in Johns Creek or Roswell?
Who knows?
But anyway, if you can get it, I think what most Falcon fans are saying, I don't care where he is, just get us a pick for him in this draft.
Yeah.
I just think there's a sense that we've got to go get some, as many, you know, it's a contact sport. We got to get as many shots at beefing up this defense or whatever else you think we need. And right now, without having a third-round pick or having a fifth or a sixth, 2 sevens don't do it for anybody. We need more picks.
No, I'm with you. 404-726-0929. We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, guys, hanging out. More on tonight's games, by the way, if you are an NCAA Hoops fan. And apparently more people are watching this particular tournament, Mike. There's a lot of interest. And you said it. Listen, Duke winning last night is good for the tournament. Alabama winning last night, the way they played, one of the top teams this year. I hate to say it. I know Michigan fans are in town tonight, but Auburn winning is good for the tournament.
Right, but you know, Hickory doesn't win the championship. That only happens in the movie Hoosiers. It actually did happen in the 50s in Indiana. But, I mean, in the real world, no. Butler doesn't win the title. Gonzaga, who became a brand.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Man, they don't even, even Gonzaga doesn't win.
Yeah.
You know, George Mason was a great, they didn't win it. Sister, what's-her-face, Jean and Chicago, a Loyola of Chicago, they didn't win it. They get smoked. These guys get greased in the semifinals, and that's generally, if they're lucky, some make it to the finals. But to have the big brands, I just don't understand this hand-wringing. What does some writer care? I've seen some of your op-ed pieces in USA Today and online this week. Oh, the Cinderella's dead. Who gives a crap? We all want the blue chips. Anyway, yeah, it's a nice story to see a McNeese, unless you're a Clemson fan, pull off some upsets. You want to have some wow moments, right? Some bracket busters. And we certainly got some of those.
We did.
But now we're into chalk.
Yeah.
And it was like that for much of our lifetime.
Well, I like these matchups. I like last night's matchups. I like tonight's matchups. More on that coming up because, you know, again, and if Michigan wins, don't misunderstand me. It is a huge brand, and they had a really good team. They're going to challenge Auburn tonight.
They've got some size issues for Auburn.
They do. And I don't know if, you know, Auburn's going to be able to withstand or be able to defend those bigs down there because they play high-low stuff, Mike. It's like two big seven-footers playing with the ball and just dropping it off to each other. But they play really well together. We're going to see. All right, but when we come back, we got to get to 4th and 1.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.